Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, this lovely Sunday morning, 8.55 on the AM dial, 9.30 every Sunday morning, 3CR Community Rail Radio, the longest-running radio show in the world, the Concrete Gang. Here's a few of the stars. No, they're not here. They couldn't make it, so we've got these peanuts instead. We've got Campo down the end.
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, gang.
One Tree.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
And the Woodpecker.
Morning, team.
All right, and we've got quite a bit on this today. So see if we can butcher this, but we probably will. So we've got a hold of the financial report. So that's like giving the financial year review to us rocket scientists. But who's going to read? Campo, you said you're going to go through the financial report.
He's all across it.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, we had the
can't count to three.
Thank God he's here. Those glasses.
We had our shop stewards meeting, and Zach Smith, the secretary, gave a report on where we are with our financials with our union. Obviously, I don't know if Irving's delivered his one nationally, but we've done our own state-based one and where we're at with the branch. And obviously, our membership's up, and I think we're up in profit of $14 million or something which is massive. And there's some things that, like, and if you want to go have a look at our report, it's been publicised online, yep. You know what I mean? So if you remember and you want to go have a look, and the ingoings and outgoings and all that.
They're going to say we had a loss because our buildings have devalued. But
it's a paper loss. It's not an actual...
We're not selling the building, so it doesn't really matter. Right,
yep. Obviously, they're talking in regards to the build, like the wellness centre. We've designed it, but it's fit for purpose for what we need, you know what I mean? Yeah. So they'll say it's a loss, but we're actually 14 mil up.
And there'll be a video released as well about how they explain the whole thing as well. It won't just be them releasing the report. It'll be a video explaining about how it breaks down and all that. They're just because a lot of us aren't... accountants or...
And obviously now we've got a little committee too together, like a mini sort of DBMC to go through the finances and all that sort of stuff, so there's a bit more accountability, you know, within our own. And obviously we're going to give that report to the branch meeting. Zach's committed to doing that as well. So, like I said, it's been put online, and I think he's doing a video... on Facebook, so...
Could you imagine if all these banks were put under the same scrutiny as us?
Well, the banks, 100%. How good are they going?
Imagine if they had to put in, you know what I mean, all the scrutiny that we've been under. Imagine if we had just one little bit of the scrutiny we're under given to the banks.
Well, what happened to their Royal Commission?
Exactly, yeah, right.
100%. Well, it got too hard, didn't it?
How's the banks talking about record profits and now they're sacking everyone? Yeah, they've all made record billions of dollars and they're sacking half their workforce.
What about the Australian government? We sold off our banks.
Oh, yeah.
Never made a loss. They only just make money and money and we sold it off.
Who would sell a bank?
It's like selling a casino.
Is it the Commonwealth Bank?
How can you not make money in the casino?
Yeah, exactly.
How was the Commonwealth Bank? They got the lady that trained up the AI sort of system and all that there, and then it took her job. Like, how's that?
The Commonwealth Bank. They wouldn't lend us money.
It's not too smart. That's how it is.
It's not smart at all.
Remember they wouldn't lend us money?
Yeah, I went down. I went and give the bloke down in the bank in Port Melbourne the biggest spray of all time.
The Commonwealth Bank wouldn't give us a bridging loan for the new building because we're not right characters.
I said, tell you what, mate, this is a star of things. I'm going to withdraw all my money, and all the blokes that follow me says, you owe us. Well, okay, I said, I'll get back to you. It's good now. We have got the committee going together and checking all the money as Campo was just talking about. We're going all right. But, you know, everyone's got to be accountable. We're going to try and keep these other mob accountable and all that. But we nearly forgot when we're having that little get-together this morning. There's a new – we put up a new resolution yesterday at the
– Oh, the shop stewards meeting?
Yeah.
We
nearly forgot about that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you all remember. I can't remember term this was held in, but what's her name? I forgot her name.
Sally McManus.
Sally McManus.
Oh,
remember,
that's right.
Remember, she's talking about, oh, you know, and all the shit at the fan, we don't feel safe anymore because of those CFMEU blokes, and we don't feel safe there. Well, she fucking feels safe now because she's been prancing for our office like she owns a joint, which has upset a lot of people. So it was brought to,
motion came off the floor.
Off the floor yesterday at the stewards meeting. And now we've put up a resolution for not to go in our building at all.
She's barred from the office.
Barred from the CFMU office.
What's the other one?
Michelle O'Neill.
Yeah.
She was happy to kick us out of the ACTU, and now she wants to come in the office.
She didn't feel safe because of all us thugs.
She was working from home, wasn't she? Yeah.
Oh, but now wants to walk straight through the building. Well, you know, things have changed now, haven't they?
Yeah. You remember the time when women were getting stood over by them sewing shops and that, who went down there? Who was the ones that went down there and defended them? CFMU. We were thugs that day.
Yeah. Anyway, short memory, some of those women, short memory.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
she can stay up the road now.
Yeah, she can find her own office now. All right, we suppose. Look. I thought we should give too much because 60 minutes. I didn't bother watching. It was mainly on Sydney Unions.
Yeah, Sydney Unions. But it was, you know, none of us give any credibility to 60 Minutes or Nick McKenzie. But you know, it's weird how the circle has turned. You know what I mean? Yeah. At the start, we were all we're the ones doing standing over and all this. And then you see what
now they've worked out what's going on.
That Sydney official's gone through where people have torched cars in his driveway, cut the power off all his family in there. And then you see you see in the paper at the moment all the corruption that's been going on with the big build with the employers. Mm. And you don't see them putting them larger builders in the administration the corruption and all that. Or, you know, that they're talking about that form worker in Sydney. Yeah. He's on government jobs, the biggest government jobs in Sydney, the airport. He's also doing the war museum. He's doing all this sort of stuff. Yeah. I mean, you don't see them putting him into administration.
Yeah, McKenzie's turned his eyes on the government. It almost feels like there's an election coming up, doesn't it?
Yeah. you wouldn't.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Yeah. So,
you know.
But it is like, you know, you run around, keep saying, the union. Well, sometimes these employees have got to be accountable for some of their own actions, and we're not, you know, you don't see, like I said.
What was the outcome of Channel 9 bullying all their staff, over 50% of their staff bullied?
No one to report that.
No, nothing? No.
Apart from the concrete game.
McKenzie didn't want to report on that.
That won't make it.
We'll inform our listeners. We'll cut through,
the hard-hitting stories.
We're breakers.
We'll cut through the red tip. We'll that.
Yeah, isn't that went under the carpet pretty quickly?
What were you just saying? The Royal Commission in
the banks,
the Royal Commission into Queensland. Haven't they spent 20 mil or
20 mil before they've even fired a shot?
20 mil, and they haven't even fired a shot yet.
And that 60 Minutes report, you look at Chris Ofili, the deputy leader or the leader of the Liberals in Queensland, saying they're talking about criminality from the builder side. Nick McKenzie's asking questions. He goes, "We're doing a Royal Commission, but we have to get rid of the CFMU. There's no place in
modern day. Yeah.
Get rid of it. Before you even do a Royal Commission, you're saying get rid of the CFMU.
The culture's broken in the CFMU. It's unfixable and all this here. Not one credible charge, really, like, let's be honest. But then all these multinationals are coming in, rorting it like...
Well, banks.
Oh,
dealing with cartels.
Yeah, but the CFMU...
Casino laundering money for everyone.
And make no bones about it. The reason they hate the CFMU is because the working class person gets a furgo with the CFMU.
Exactly. gets resolved.
You know what I mean? And that is all it is. When they talk about these people, I think I read something about the brickies the other day, about the brickies getting paid.
Oh, they're getting $2.50 a brick.
And they're saying, oh, now they're getting paid more than doctors. More welcome to go start slinging mud all you want, putting bricks down.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
If we were brickies, we'd only get $5 for the day.
We've got a brickies labourer here, don't we?
One of the best in the business, mate. All right, and talk about brickies, labourers, and old builders, labourers. Good old mate, Georgie Despart. He's been in hard times for a long time. He had a brain hemorrhage years ago, and he's been in a home for about, probably around 10 years or something, about 8 years or something, 8 to 10 years. His next birthday will be 83, but he's had a fall at the home and busted his hip. And also on Tuesday he had a stroke too, so things aren't going too well for poor old Georgie. And like that bloke is an absolute legend. I've got his book of poems in front of me here, and I'll try and read one out later. But he was a builder's labourer. He was proud builder's labourer like me. You know, never give a job away, just have a go at anything. And he was on the Concrete Gang for years, reading his poems. His poems are fantastic, all about the construction industry. I can't find my favourite one, Dog Shit in Richmond. He hated all the dogs, all these yuppie dogs going around shitting all over the joint and them not picking it up, so he hated that. It's a good poem, I'll find it eventually, but I'll read one out later. But he's just an absolute legend, and he'd come in here, he reckons he had no neck. I bet there was a special microphone for him because he had no neck, and funniest bloke you ever met. So it's very sad news, but we just hope he pulls through all this. But, you know, 83 years of age, we're hoping for the best for you, Georgie. And we love you. The Concrete Gang absolutely loves you and adores you. You're a funny little bloke. You're what's it all about. You're a hard worker. You're also had a great sense of humour like all builders, labourers, and not to mention your poems and all the other stuff you did. You're just a legend. So good luck to you, mate, to you and your family. All right, the big build.
The big build?
The big build, yes.
Yeah, obviously, we were talking about, obviously some of the corruption and all that has come out in that. But, you know, we're obviously, the boys, and the shout out to all the civil crew and all that, we've been campaigning pretty hard in that big build space at the moment. And, you know, it's tough going. Yeah. But the boys, are, you know, the builders have realised we're not gone and we're still there and we're still knocking on the door. We're still pushing for the EBA and all that. And, you know, there's a few builders out there that aren't putting themselves in much glory.
CPB.
CPB.
Oh, please.
They think they can just, before administration, they didn't want to come to the party, didn't even want to get involved in the meetings, negotiations. Then as soon as administration struck, they want to involve themselves in everything. And they think because they are a multinational, they're owned by one of the biggest hedge funds and that, there, I'm pretty sure.
One of the biggest builders in the world.
Yeah, and they think they can just come in and wipe the floor with us, but clearly that wasn't the case. The boys out on the Northeast Link are proving that daily by getting wins every day. As we spoke, reported back about the Alimac that was being installed now because of the emergency incident they had when one of our members had an episode. And they were just like, nah. And then the boys down there did a great job. The HSRs just nailed it. One after another, so CFMU is still here.
And then, well, they're making a mess of that airport, aren't they? Have you tried to get in there?
Oh, man.
My God.
the spirit of Tasmania will be going there the way they're going.
If they've got a tarmac big enough for it to come on. Is that not like Tassie? They built the boat and hadn't built the bloody wharf.
Is that fixed yet?
No. That's what the boys are down doing there. The boat's waiting in Scotland to come over till they finish building the wharf. Only Tasmanians will do that. So they'll probably build the roof and no ground.
No ground. Hey, we've got to say the Victorian end's all right, though, isn't it? We've got the Victorian end. So
we're whistling.
That's down Geelong there. That's gone backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, buzzes in.
That's just another oversight. And now the CFMU and that there have come in now to help
fix it up.
And what happens? Oh, the CFMU are extorting us. They're extorting
Who
us.
Who buys a boat too big for the port?
It's like they built one. They bought one that wouldn't fit under the bridge.
It's like buying a.
Well, why wouldn't you check it? It's
created jobs.
Get a couple of tape measures, you know.
What about when they built that bridge over the one I was on from the city to over to the MCG?
The West
Coast. And they used to climb it across. It used to launch it at night. I said, "Has anyone measured this so it will fit?" They looked at me like I was a dickhead. You know. I said, "Oh, fair enough. What do you reckon happens?" 1 metre short.
I reckon you were deliberately built it 1 metre short.
Who measured it?
Just a short.
It'd be like buying a titty and not having a trailer, wouldn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, hey, that's what we should do. One, we'll get a few beers. And we'll sit down all the fuck ups we know about all these bosses have made over the years.
Oh, it'd be a big day,
mate.
Oh, Sweet Gums has bought a boat and never put it in the water.
Sweet Gums,
Yeah. Well, what about the boss of Delta we're talking about? To do an extension on his shed because he didn't realise his shed was long enough to fit his boat in.
Oh, Rocket Rod. He had to remodel his whole house for his boat to get in there.
Well, that's fair enough. Another bloke was going to buy a fishing boat too.
Yeah.
He hasn't got the room.
Captain Useless. All right, it's not all about us, but what we're going to do is now cut to the track. What do you got for us, Campo?
Bit of Mary Poppins, spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree, it's very clear to see. That a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along.
Oh,
you cut it off. You cut the... You'll be getting sacked after that, I'll tell you. Would you say good? Well, there it was, just a spoonful of sugar. That was requested by the great man, brother Ralph Edwards, because that was one of Camo's picks. And I was playing these peanuts during the break. Camo had the worst taste of music of all times, Even, well, he's in line with our musical director here, what's his name, Campo? But that was one of the greats. I hope you enjoyed that. That was one a spoonful of sugar from Julie Andrews. And the boys are actually singing in here, so that means it's not that bad. But
we were only singing to try and drown out you talking.
And some of these builders,
you know, we're drowning out.
Some of these builders do need a spoonful of medicine. And I tell you, old Warren's got back.
Sugar.
Anyway. So
to help the medicine go
down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so... But
you butchered that.
I tell you what, talking about bad taste of music, old Warren was pretty bad at the old music.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you, it won't be as bad as this poem I'm going to read out from Georgie's poem later.
Dry run, it was pretty rough.
Yeah, I know. All right, so what have we got? Now, 10 slab sit. Tim's made a feature at the meeting yesterday. We did have the stewards meeting, which was a fantastic meeting. Great turn up and great input and... A lot of debate, and it was very good. But we had a bloke from Inklink there telling us...
Andrew from Leave Plus come and gave a report on where we're at with Leave Plus, and there's some new things coming up. And some of the features we have as shoppers, a part of our role is you've got to use the app that checks people's leave and all that. And 10 Slabs Tim had done probably the most checks of anyone. I think he checked himself.
The phone number was very close to the TAB number. He's probably the app next door. Might have rang up the TAB a few times and thought it was, you know,
In the last 12 months, 10 Slab Tim has done 1,671 checks.
Yeah. Do you know
why? Not bad.
There's no handrails on the job and blokes have fallen off the building, but, geez, he's making sure the long service leaves right, I'll tell you.
That's only because he's got long service coming up.
He's actually in the process of getting some back pay for some chippies now.
And a bit of a shout-out to Tim because he's got a broken ribs at the moment, so he's getting around a bit sore.
I don't feel sorry. He broke his ribs sneezing and coughing at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, please. How fragile can he be?
Yeah, after about 50 shots.
Yeah, know. Zambuca.
The rumour is he's on the toilet as well, so talk about triple bandit.
All right, John Cummo. We've got the John Cummo merchandise at the office now, and thanks to all the brothers and sisters that queued up yesterday after the branch meeting. It was great to see. And the lovely Alana was selling all the gear. I think we sold about 10 grand's worth of gear in about half an hour. It's all going to the Cummo Foundation, which is to put on nurses and train nurses up for brain tumours and things like that. So it's great cause. And all the flags, they're all blind flags, the Camo flags.
The beanies.
The beanies. So get in the office. They've got plenty of gear in there, and we've got the spring gear coming up, you know, and all that. And then not only that, we've got the great 50-year anniversary of the Concrete Gang coming up next year. So we're going to come up with some great design.
Limited edition,
and that's going to be sold through the union shop there, and it's all happening. So get on board. We've got time to probably have it. Where weren't those two gods? Jerry Benstead, the father, funeral during the week, and that was a great send-off down there in Geelong. And congratulations, I'll say, to Jerry's family on how they did that. It was just all a bit of a 3/4 of an hour, but it was all the photos and the stories about his dad and his family. It was very good. And well done to the family. RDO, if you've been forced to work the RDO or you don't know it's an RDO, ring in.
Call in. Obviously, we're having a bit of a campaign on RDO, so we're going to be going around and sussing them out. So if you've been forced to work the RDO or you see a job working, call in the office. Just ring up the office number and say, hey, this job's working. Some jobs have got dispensation, but if you haven't, you're going to be in a whole lot of hot water.
We're starting to do blitzes on RDOs.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to attempt to read one of these poems from Georgie Despard's book. It's called Bloody Brick Walls, poems by Georgie Despard. Just give you, for your blokes out, some of the titles. Like I said before, the one was Dog Shit in Richmond. That, I can't find that, but anyway. Like the one of them's called Crook Back, The Billy Boy, Waiting Time, The Old Steel Fixer, Long Smoko. It goes on and on and on. Some of the people, the younger people, wouldn't even know the titles go for. Kangaroo Court, that was the
Tony Abbott, wasn't it?
Royal Commission.
Yeah. So I'll have an attempt at waiting time, you know, waiting time when we haven't been paid. That was the old days, it was a major thing, you know, waiting for your pay. Waiting time. We've been sitting here all day, waiting for our pay. We poured all the concrete, overtime was worked that day, and now our bastard boss won't give us any pay. But he won't beat the union, odds are on about that will lay. Waiting time he has to give, or we'll sit here all bloody day.
How good's that?
That's a cracker.
It's only a small one, but I thought I'd start small because I didn't do that too bad.
No, I know.
I'm not very good at that. But we've got some beauties here, and we're going to try and read one out every concrete gang. Because, look, the bloke was a legend, still a legend. And all these poems, you know, Wombat Wheelbarrow, you know, The Drink, Bad Day at the Races, you know, we can rely on all the old, you know, the Abbotsford Shuffle. That means, I imagine, when you're pissed at 10 o'clock close or 6 o'clock closing. Life of a Lout, I think that might be about Leo. I've got his shirt on, actually. So there's all that going on, so we'll keep reading about, and we've got to remember these old champions, you know, and we'll try and read one in every week. All right, I think that's just about us.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a couple of other things, but they'll be taken to Skellywags and Sookies. Oh, yes. Jesus Christ. Nearly forgot them. Right, we've got plenty of, the bank, ANZ Bank. Heads off the Skellywags.
CPB.
CPB. Absolute.
Who else we got?
The Liberal Senator for not racially vilifying the Indians. What's her name?
Jacinta Price.
Refusing to apologise.
Refusing to apologise about the racist rallies.
Okay. How bad's that?
Oh, yeah.
Sookies.
I put Cairns in there. Cairns got a bit of love this week.
Did they?
Yeah, a lot of love this week.
What, the Sookies?
Yeah, definitely Sookin', all right. 100%.
Actually, I've got a meeting with them too.
They're always Cairns. High Dumbay, aren't they?
Oh, Jesus.
Steve Tice.
You know what I mean? Don't it's the old saying, crying with a big ham under your arm and you're crying because you got no bread.
They're taking the mantle now Bernie's retired.
Right. Hey,
that was a mantle he wasn't giving up.
Sookie Lalas, Frank, please.
Sookie Lalas.
God, he's tall, fucking mouthful of
Well,
Lala.
obviously, all the builders get knocked back for an RDO. How many of them have been howling?
Isn't it?
Is it a lockdown weekend?
No, but they all go straight for the RDO. They don't ask for an extra hours during the week or a Sunday. It's just bang, the RDO.
They work minimum hours on the job, and then they want the RDO and they want to work.
They can't anyone working back past 3:30 and they want to work the RDO.
Yeah.
Fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
What else?
Done them all. Right. Listen, as a bomber, I've got to say.
Don't bring it up now.
Why bring it up now?
It's Are You Okay Day this week. So
Skellywags, who are we going for? ANZ.
ANZ, 100%. Right, ANZ. Record profit, second everyone.
Sukilala.
Anyone wanting to work the RDO?
Carrot Buffer, slip of that in the last thing. We're not. I told you we're not talking.
I'll cop that. And I'll say the winner is Kepo. And a shout out, it is.
Can't vote for yourself.
It is Are You Okay week. So let's just say, are you okay, everyone?
The word you brought that up.
Yeah, you're not okay.
No, I'm not. I'm far from okay. The world
is. We'll give the Suki Lala to Canes.
Yeah.
And we'll go out in the same old way, dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
It's good morning for the Concrete Gang and Camper. What do you got?
Sparrow, Sparrow went to Paul Kelly, so.
Rita wrote a letter. It's the follow up to Making Gravy. She actually wasn't that good to old mate in jail, so.
I really don't know how I'm talking. 6 feet down and under the clay. The laws of nature forbid it, but I was never good with rules anyway. The day I walked out of prison, I knew that I was still in stir. For the crime committed, I was still doing time behind the walls between me and her.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.